107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate. It is such a delight to have Claire and Joni Chapel with the Yoga Chapel in the studio today. How are you, ladies?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. Yeah, we chatted a while ago back when you guys did Joy Fest, and that was
so fun.
Great. And that's coming up again in September.
Oh, amazing. Okay, yeah. We'll put that on the back burner, but yes, we'll remember that. But yeah, we're here to talk about the Yoga Collective and the Yoga Collective District Charity Shop that you guys have been running. So let's start with the charity shop because this is really neat. Tell us a little bit about it, how it works.
Collective District Charity Shop, which we started in the collective, I'd say like 2 months ago now. We get donations, free donations by our friends. We also have a crazy closet, so we needed to like kind of get rid of that. And so we're able to give like 50 to 70% to charity. I thought that was a great idea because in Europe they have these charity shops and they go to charity, and I thought that would be
so it's like a Value Village, Goodwill-ish kind of look. Like there's clothes and there's some home furnishings and everybody's
shoes
and the shoes and there's fun things.
So when you drop off a donation, you can choose which charity you're supporting.
That's right.
So how does that work when we drop off donations? Like, will you take absolutely anything?
We do. We take everything. We want your stuff. We want your stuff. So bring my stuff. You just tell us where you want it to go. So say if I want my stuff to go local, we tag it right there. And then we put a dot on it, and the dot would say Wellsprings or Elmy Murphy Center or the Humane Society, and you get to choose. So
then,
you get to move your money around.
And then every weekend as well, we pick three charities.
Okay.
So when you come to the till, and let's say something's not marked by something that you've donated and wanted to go somewhere, it will go to one of those three charities, and you get to pick at the till. So 50% of that money will be going to, let's say, the local, or Wellsprings, or Emily Murphy Center. So you get to choose also at the till where it goes. So it's a really great thing. And everything is under $100, even the Gucci and Prada and all of the fancy stuff.
Right.
Everything starts at, like, some of the stuff is 5 cents all the way up to $100.
Okay.
And so we want to make it accessible and affordable also. Mm-hmm.
We want fashion to be affordable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? So good things. And we have a lot of amazing people donating amazing pieces. Like, it's stacked right now. So you should come. This weekend, Saturday, 12 to 5 at 42 Wellington Street, third floor. And just come up. And, you can look around. You can nosy around, look at the racks, see what happens. We have a change room. We have a mirror. We have all those things.
Perfect.
We already raised like $1,000 for Wellsprings for their golf tournament that's coming up next Thursday.
Amazing.
$700 for the locals. So there is ways to make money without it having to necessarily come out of our pocket. We can donate our time and our resources for that to happen.
Absolutely. So it's been going really successfully so far.
It's great. We will love always more people to come out and check it out and know that it's there. It's every second Saturday. So this week, the 24th, and then the next time is June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
June 7th is going to be amazing also.
Yeah, you have a special guest.
Claire Scott's going to be there with her tags, so she puts art and she screens it, and she's going to be there sewing it on your own swag. So it's
gonna be
tags
really
on
fun.
Swags.
Yeah. So tags on swags. We usually have a pilot project on the same time as the charity shop is operational. We have Reiki practitioners sometimes. We have Kylie comes in and she was doing cool.
And she'll be here
stuff,
this weekend.
And she'll be here this weekend. We had Wandering Soul do bracelets. Joan doing necklaces. So there's always something else happening with recycled materials so that you can get an idea of not buying anything new, using what you have and making it into something special.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really interested in kind of facilitating those sort of ideas as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so fabulous. So that happens two times a month, bi-weekly.
We'll say it that way. At the Yoga Collective as well. So you come out and check the space. It's a beautiful space we've moved into. Yoga Collective has been there for 20 years, but this new space has only been operational for under a year.
Okay.
The 20-foot ceilings, hardwood floors, it's such a great space for you to check out as well.
And that's where the Yoga Chapel is. So
that's
where we have our classes, Spin, Hit, Yoga, Meredith, Lisa, Laura, Sylvana's, Nikki. There's a collective of us at that space at different times. So do check the collective on their website and Instagram, and the Yoga Chapel on our Instagram and website.
Right, yeah. So if you were interested in classes with the Yoga Collective, how does it work? Do you sign up? Do you
like, you don't have to sign up. You can just show up.
Amazing.
Spin, so there are spin classes. You have to sign up because there's limited bikes.
Yes.
So that's a link is there. And if you're interested, you'll find us. Everything else is drop in. So you can drop in. The first time you're there is $10. From there, drop in is $20. You can buy class packs. And that goes for all the teachers. So if you bought a Phi Pass, you can go to any of the teachers.
Cool.
And you can check out the diversity of styles. It's amazing.
Yeah, and we also have 5:30 on Fridays is pay what you can.
Oh, cool.
Or if you can.
Or pay if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great time to check it out and enjoy some great yoga with great people. Non-judgmental space. There's no mirrors. No one's judging you. It's lovely.
It's
so many
great
people, great people.
There's a lot going on that you might not just know because you didn't follow us or you don't, like, you know, advertising is like, how do we get to reach people?
Right, and, for sure.
You know, this is a way that you can nudge yourself. You're like, oh, that's a space and I never really got to see that. So
yeah,
come
exactly.
Check us out.
Just come out and shop and then check us out. And then come and do some yoga meditation.
Yes, amazing. So yes, you do have social media and a website that we can follow
along. We have
all
those things.
Okay, at the Yoga Collective, at the Yoga Chapel.
StraffordYogaCollective.com. Stratford Yoga Collective. And the yogachapel.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So we can check out everything that's going on because you guys have a packed schedule. And of course, the charity shop. If you're cleaning out your closet this spring,
donate to us. We love your stuff.
Bring your stuff.
It's optimal to bring it on the day of the charity shop. So this Saturday, 12 to 5, you can drop off.
Totally.
But you can also DM us at the Yoga Chapel on Instagram or Facebook. Send us an email and we can set up a time to pick up or
perfect.
You can drop off.
Amazing.
I get like picking up is easy for people where they don't have a car, but they have great stuff. Please just like let us know and I'm more than willing to come pick it up.
Amazing. Well, you guys are awesome. Best
thank
of
you,
luck.
Kate, you're awesome.
Have fun at your charity shop this Saturday. And thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Have a great
weekend.